Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
King Frank and the Knights of the Eco Quest. King Frank and the Knights of the Eco Quest. King Frank and the Knights of the Eco Quest.
Episode 11, The Desert Mirage.
Katrine, Alf and Leofric were surrounded by fire. The flames around them grew stronger and higher. Their faces were red and their foreheads perspired. They dodged falling branches and new flare-ups of fire. The flames scorched the horses and the knights' boots, and their armour became hot metal suits. As the horses slowed down to a slow trot, the knights truly were stranded in a hot spot.
The horses are afraid. No way will they go through.
Mako.
Fire's still gaining ground.
Turn the horses around. Do it. We go at it again. It's our only chance. Advance! We're clear. Keep going. Over there. That's the forest's end.
I see land. Strangely sunned at that distant bend.
Beyond lay a landscape of desert dunes and a quest that wouldn't be ending soon.
We made it, but we're still at the mercy of the sun. And bad news. Our bottled water supply is down to one.
Not sure I'll make it, with feet so scorched and sore, and the rising temperature.
That's all we need. More heat to make us sweat.
Inside my armour, it's so smelly and wet. This is the worst climate for my dry cough.
Let's get these stifling helmets off.
Leofric and Alf sat down on the sand. Katrine didn't listen, but pointed and warned.
I know we're all parched, but we move on without delay. We have to avoid that sandstorm heading our way.
In minutes, the dunes were swirling with sand. They could hardly distinguish the sky from the land.
My eyes are sand-gritted, red raw and sore. Can't see a thing. Can't walk anymore.
Katrine led the horses through the dense clouds of sand, but things quickly worsened for the knightly band. A whirlwind surrounded the flailing troop, swept them asunder and split up the group.
Help! Where are you? Leofric? Katrine, I've fallen. I've got a sharp, probably needs some massage kind of pain.
I'm here. The horses are stuck in the dunes. Hold on.
Me too. I'm sinking in sand. My legs are gone.
I don't know where I am. I can't hear. I'm losing you.
I'll find you. Stay where you are.
Stay where I am? Obviously. As if I can go far.
Leofric fell to the sand, beaten by the storm, yet on his lips a rhyming couplet was born.
The fountain of Frank we never did find. That will be the last line of my questurial rhyme.
The storm calmed down in the afternoon. The knight's cries fell silent on the desert dunes. Then all was still. Until, from under a mound on that sun-baked land, a hand poked through shifting sand, then another, followed by a head.
Thanks be to whoever. I thought I was dead. Alf? Leofric? Where are you?
Some distance away, Leofric waved as he emerged from his sandy grave.
I'm over here. I can make it to you. Let me find my helmet and my other shoe.
I've just spotted Alf. Can't miss that bum. Sticking out there in the blaze of the sun. Looks like he went down and got covered as well.
Is he all right?
I really can't tell.
Katrine dug away at Alf's burial site. Leofric too, with all his might. They dragged out his body and turned him around and slapped him and shook him till he made a sound. Alf coughed and he splurted and spat out his braces. Then his next rasping cough, sand splattered their faces.
Hey, what is it with you guys? It may come as no surprise to know not to slap me around in my condition. You should put me into the recovery position.
They all managed to stand, but the pounding sun put doubts in their minds. Was their quest all done?
Without more water, we haven't a chance. For a drop, I would give my sword and my lance.
With the horses exhausted and with blistering feet, they were sunstroked and delirious in the searing heat. They wished they were anywhere else instead, especially as vultures circled overhead. Yet not far off, on ground parched and cracked, Katrain spotted what looked like...
a shack. There! There's something like a hut or a shack.
It's a mirage. The desert's best trick.
No, Leofric.
I see it too.
Advance. It's our only hope.
Oh, about time. I need to poo.
As they reached the shack, they rubbed their eyes. They weren't quite sure what was inside. But stepping out from within was a camel with a cheesy grin.
Welcome, strangers. I don't usually see tourists this time of year. Or are you nomads?
My, you do look hot in all that gear.
We are knights who need an hour's rest from our eco-quest.
Eco-quest? Ah, then you must be here for the CCAC meet. The Climate Change Awareness Club. But you're early. It starts next week.
It's just shelter we need.
And water we seek.
Please feel free to use me humble place. Shelter from the heat, cool down your face, and in the meantime, I'm happy to fill you all in on next week's talk that I'll be giving.
We'd like to stay to hear it and give you our thanks, but we're on a quest for the Fountain of Frank.
Perfect. You have an interest in water. On that, I am well versed.
Are we really going to have to listen? I'm dying of thirst.
Now, I hope you'll like my presentation. It's packed with desert information.
What about our dehydration?
Now, did I hear someone mention dehydration? The scourge of this desert nation. You'll be interested to know that global warming has caused much more drought, which has dried up the water holes here and about. Temperatures soar higher and higher. We live in fear of increasing wildfires. This desert is also expanding by miles, and finding water now takes a while.
Oh, great. That's all I need to hear.
That's what I feared.
So those are my main points. There's none I missed. We have desertification. You get the gist. Now, would you like to join my club? 3 coins a month for the membership subs.
Perhaps another time. But what we need first is water to quench ours and our horse's thirst.
I'm so sorry. I was totally into all my geography. It's a pity you can't store water like me.
Yes, well, in our dreams.
We drink lots and can store it all in our bloodstreams. Perhaps when you find this Fountain of Frank, you could think about getting some water storage tanks.
But what about some water now? You must know this desert well. You must have the know-how.
Oh, not far from here, there's an oasis with a spring. You can drink there and cool your faces.
Is it possible that place is the site of the ancient spring? That would make my heart sing. Alf, Leofric, did you hear? A spring. What do you think?
I'm dead beat.
Just get us a drink.
I'm thinking if this spring is the thing, and we finally found it. Well, here's the thing. How would we get the spring to the king and bring our quest to a successful ending?
Too tired for questions or a horseback ride, sun-stroked Leofric and Alf stayed inside.
To the kingdom we'll never make it back. This is the end. With our maker, we best make amends. Compose your last poem, Leofric. An epitaph for our sand tombs. Best make it quick.
Come on, you two. Call yourself bold, valiant knights. More like a duo of weakling mites. At least one of us here still has a plan to save us and the quest whilst we still can.
I don't have the strength for even a rhyme. We're too dehydrated. It may be our... demise?
Time is the rhyming word you're looking for.
Whatever. I'm done for. I'm parched.
I can't take any more.
King Frank and the Knights of the Eco Quest is a Soundscape production for Fun Kids, supported by the Audio Content Fund.
King Frank and the Knights of the Eco Quest.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back. And bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.